And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's deer season. This is the last weekend in September. So the next time you hear our pipes, it will be full swing bow season here in Michigan.
Might be some bloody arrows
right,
in the quiver.
You never know. I'm going to be going to a deer camp that first weekend in October.
Deer-tucky?
Deer-tucky, right. So we will be recording early next week, and I'll be able to listen to our show while we're down there.
Because, that's always fun.
I'm in the greater Lansing area is where I'm fortunate enough to have
some buddies.
Oh, you'd
be hunting for Gretchens?
Right, yeah, right. I don't know. Do you have to get in a tree for one of those? I don't think so. But anyway, you know, when I go down there, I'll be frank with you. There isn't a lot of hunting for me. There's a whole lot of cooking. And I'm kind of the camp cook, and they'll do a deal, smaller little get-together on Friday night. And then Saturday night, they have a yeehaw, you know, where they fill the pole barn with people, and there'll be 40, 50 people there, and we, you know,
get together. Class reunion.
Yeah, kind of like it's exactly what it is.
It's exactly what it is.
But I get to cook, which is always a lot of fun. So ribs and chicken this year.
So you get to have another wedding reception.
Right, yeah, the Shartucky version.
Will Lisa come down with you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to be there. Yeah, we're actually going down.
That's not deer camp.
That's all right. It's good. It's good to have her there.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm glad to have her.
But, better than sleeping with guys.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir. That it is. Amen to that. But anyway, talking about gear, food, all the stuff that you need to go to deer camp, it depends what your deer camp looks like. And basically, gear is what are you thinking?
Well, there's also another turkey season coming up, so
sure.
Some of the guys might be going up for turkey, and I think that's like October 13th or something. I don't remember the date now.
I think it varies by region of the state.
But I guess the first thing I would do right now is, if you're not flinging arrows, start practicing.
Yeah.
Last year, I got smoked because I didn't practice shooting sitting down, and I really never have. But I chose to give my blinds out to my boys, and I went and sat in Ted's condo, and I had to sit in a chair. And it's just not...
Part of me says, poor you. The other part of me says, I get it, because it's hard to shoot sitting down if the arms of the chair are in the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not only that, but it's a little slot, and it takes practice.
Right.
Doesn't matter how long you've hunted.
Right.
If you've never shot in that position...
Well, you're still shooting a compound bow, right?
You
haven't switched over to a crossbow yet.
If I had a crossbow, this would have been easy.
Yeah.
That's a great spot for a crossbow. That's a good point. But, you know, a lot of guys still, my buddy still uses a recurve.
Right.
And I got another friend who uses a longbow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to ask Babe what he's shooting right now.
Well, I coming up in the next segment, we will talk to him about that. But I love my crossbow. I mean, it's like shooting a rifle. It really is, and if you take care of it during the off season, I mean, you don't bump it around and bang it around, take it out of the, put a little lubricant on the cables, and bang, man, it's just dialed in,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, you know, I'm good to about 40, 45 yards, pretty accurate with it. After that, the bolt starts to fall off, you know, it's a little bit older one. I've got a 10-point.
Shoot 65?
No, I don't shoot 65. You could, but you better sight it in.
Oh, never mention it on air.
And the other thing is I got a scope on it with a variety of pegs in the visual, so you know where to aim, you know, and you can adjust. And that's where the practice comes in, though, man.
And if you're taking a lot of bad shots like me last year, you got to head down to Allen Bob's and get some arrows, because 2 years of too many shots has left me a little light on the practice arrows.
Right.
So I don't want to use all my good arrows necessarily. I don't like changing the tips out. So I'm going to go down and see Merle's son and let him hook me up and fix up some of my bad arrows.
Sure.
But I guess in as far as gear, one thing that somehow you've got to find a good hat light, and there's a lot of junk hat lights. There's a couple of them made in America, and those have always served me the best. Everything I'm finding now is from the CCP,
right?
And I don't buy anything from those people anymore.
Okay.
So, food though, grilling,
right?
Grilling at camp, especially early bow camp, is, I think, the greatest, because you're not freezing outside. You're cooking over a tripod or a grate.
Right.
And
a little portable grill, maybe.
Yeah, and you can go as simple as hot dogs and burgers and brats, or you can do something really cool like a beautiful pork chop or steak or something like that.
That's right.
And you might want to bring a shovel, because a mistake a lot of guys make is to try and cook over the flames, and you're going to want to pull some coals out and put it underneath that grate so that you have a little milder temperature.
Right. Well, it might be just as hot, but it's not flaming, and it's not going to char things as bad as. And so
you can actually control the temperature by the depth of your coals, is what I mean.
Yeah. There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of those things that is, I like to do a lot of prep work before I get there so I can just pull it and cook it.
Right.
That kind of stuff. And there's a lot of very cool things, side dishes, vegetables. Can be in a bag with marinade, all cut up, ready to throw on a pan. You know, again, I'll bring it up because it's my turn to talk right now, is the Dutch oven, right? That's a...
You're just saying that because you have one.
Right, yeah, I do. But the Dutch oven is a great tool for camp, just because Bob has told you for years and years the recipes.
Write this moment down.
Right, yeah.
Now Job's bragging about a Dutch oven.
It's
the end is near, folks.
I'm teeing
the end
you
is
up,
near.
Dude. I'm teeing you up. Bob would cook anything in a Dutch oven if he could, and he does. So, but it's a great tool.
And well, one of the reasons I like to bring meat up from my freezer is that's my cooler.
I throw that
frozen meat in there.
Right.
By the time I'm ready for it, it's thawed and it's not so much water. So I leave it all cryovac until I get to camp.
Uh-huh.
So you like to prepare all yours, but I throw it in frozen.
Well, it depends how long you're at camp, too. I'm talking about a two-night, a weekend deal.
I put it on the picnic table and get my big cutting board out and because that's so much fun.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot to haul around, big cutting boards and things. But you got a motorhome now.
I got a 32-footer.
So. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But so I see on the show plan here is too cold for tents. Come on, really?
It got cold quick this year.
You've been advocating tent camping since I've known you, but now you have the motorhome, so
I'm getting old.
I'm getting old. Immediately he gets soft.
Yeah.
When he does that, but
it took long.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this year it got cold quick.
Well, this last week wasn't too bad, but I agree. It'll get there.
I just don't like waking up in a cold, cold tent.
Right.
I mean, I will, but man, it's so hard to get out of the sleeping bag. You know, it's just like, you have your own Dutch oven in there.
Right. So, depends on what you ate the night before.
So I'm now working at Camping World in Grand Rapids, and it's a sea of RVs, and I'm already wanting to sell mine and trade up.
Right. Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, no, right? I didn't. No, I didn't. I really didn't. I was not looking that far ahead.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, my gosh. The things that they put in these things now, they all have slide outs.
Right.
I was in a truck camper yesterday. It's called an Arctic Fox. And Carl has a truck camper, really nice one. And it's 15 years old.
You're talking on the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Right?
And he wants a new one. So I went in one to look for him, and it had a slide out, the dinette, bumped out. And I'm here to tell you that is the, you know what?
Nice.
The thing was twice as big as all the other ones.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Coming up next, we're going to have an opportunity to talk with our friend Babe Winkleman. He's going to tell you a little bit about the fall hunting season prospects. Stick with us. We'll be back. Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.